Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
All right, Fourier is off today. Long 4th of July weekend. The big old fellow loves holidays, so it's just Lou and I. We just went through a series of questions.
Yep.
By the way, I would say Ryan did a pretty poor job. Yeah,
too,
we've been good job, pretty Ryan. Critical of Tyler, but I got the feeling that you weren't really sure when we asked the questions whether it was a yes or a no.
Did that, come across loud and clear?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
I really hope that Mr. Guest wasn't listening to that last part then.
So, Lou, who do you think it is?
Linda Cohn.
I do as well. I think it was Linda Cohn who, if I remember correctly, started her career in radio.
Sure did.
And then went to television. So let's see if we're right.
This next mystery guest is a big hockey fan, and she even played goalie on the boys' team in high school. She made history becoming the first full-time female sports anchor on a national network. She's currently the host of In the Crease, a nightly hockey program on ESPN Plus during the season, and she's anchored more episodes of SportsCenter than anyone else in ESPN history. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
It is me, Linda Cohn, guys.
Hello, go. Linda.
How are you?
That's amazing. Good. More sports centers than anybody in history. Did you have like a calendar where you like cross it off when you're done, when you're walking off the set for each one of them?
That would be kind of funny. That would be a sports center commercial, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Actually, one of the higher-ups alerted me to it. I had no idea. And it was fun. That was a few years ago. We had a big little special show. It was good, but so was this. I love being on. I love WEEI. My daughter went to Northeastern, graduated several years ago. My son is the biggest New England Patriots fan ever and always a Brady fan, no matter even if he lands on Mars. But he's in Tampa Bay, as we know.
Which is close to Mars.
Which is close. And he's always been about Cam Newton getting an opportunity. And he always, 3 months ago, he said on Twitter, you know, why not the Patriots? And he's not a big believer in Jared Stidham just yet.
Sounds like me and your son are identical. I don't think I'm your kid, So, Linda, you call me old school because I know, like, ESPN, and it was like the mornings were just flooded with these opinion shows. And I got to the point, I was like, I'm just old school. I know people say you can go and watch highlights on your phone now and you can see it everywhere, but I love SportsCenter. I love SportsCenter. I love just going to one place and seeing all the highlights. And it's like, I still think that has a place in today's world.
Well, I'm with you. You know, you're preaching to the choir. My whole career was built on doing highlights at SportsCenter is what I loved, and especially doing the night shows, the late shows. I mean, the first, you know, set of SportsCenters I ever did for the first, like, 10 years of my career was, you know, the late show, you know, the overnight show, the one when it was repeated. You guys remember that like 10 times before we had morning sports centers and, you know, you'd watch, you know, it was just the re-airs were really popular and that's all highlight driven. And it gave us sports center anchors a chance to show up our personalities with the highlights, but still being informative, right? But entertaining and educating. And so, you know, exactly. There's more about now and today's day, even before today's day, probably in the last decade, it's been more about debates and talking heads. I hate that phrase, but I just used it. I'm sorry. But it really is. That's what they are. You know, it's like sports talk on TV. It's what you guys do. And, you know, that's why I still do radio. I fill in on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, because I think it's important to have that kind of stage to really show off. But I'm with you. That's what I love about hosting In the Crease, why I wanted to do it on ESPN Plus. It's like the old school NHL Tonight. It's just totally highlight driven, and it's fun to do.
Linda Cohn is from ESPN is our mystery guest here today. You did start in radio, right? I am correct about that. Right?
Yeah. I did it, and I'm still doing it now. You know, I'm still doing it now.
Yeah, which is
so
amazing.
Great.
So when you look back...
You were right. Go ahead.
We get crappy questions, so it didn't really help. But when you look back, Linda, at the last 3 months, I'm sure you never thought you would be doing virtual stuff. And when does this ever end? Do we eventually get to the point where we get back to some normalcy where we actually have these sports?
I'm not a doom and gloom person. I try to lean on find the positive, but apparently in our world today, people feed off the doom and gloom. Without getting political and taking a side, it's become that, right? It's become this virus has become polarizing, and it's about what side you're on, sadly. But I think now there are enough people. I think what I always preach, and I preach to my kids who are grown, I just say, you know, make sure you get a lot of information, not just one. I live in California right now, Southern California. I'm dealing with leadership here, governor who, is closing the beaches again this July 4th. And why I don't understand these kind of things, and he's ruining the economy here, so many restaurants who did their part, did the social distancing, put the tables outside, inform that you have to wear a mask, and that's not good enough. And so everything's closed down, which, oh, by the way, happens to be we celebrate, you know, our country this July 4th weekend. And then what are people going to do? So there's a lot of it shouldn't be hypocritical is what I'm trying to say. If you're going to shut us all down again, just shut everybody down. But that's really not that hasn't been the case. So will we get sports back? I'm hoping we do. Obviously we have to see. Here's what I think, and I hope this doesn't happen. I think the NBA and the NHL will start up. I just don't know if they're going to finish. If you ask me which of our major professional sports leagues, same with MLB, by the way, I don't think it's going to finish. If you ask me which of the four has the best shot of starting and finishing, has to be the NFL. A, they start later, so the calendar works in their favor. B, they've already cut down the preseason games to two. I think they should get rid of all of them. And three, they have an ability to delay the season and still have a Super Bowl in March. So I think if we were betting people, the odds are good that the NFL can make this happen. Of course, keeping everyone healthy and still keeping fans out of their seats. You know, we're talking no fans.
Talking to Linda Cohn from ESPN, and I know you're a big hockey fan. I know you played hockey in high school and college, correct? Goaltender?
Yeah. Right.
So I actually think that hockey is the best chance. Like, just given the way the game is played, you know, baseball, you can't lick your fingers. You can't do this. You can't do that. Hockey, you know, they're wearing shields. They're wearing gloves. They don't touch the puck with their hands. I mean, and two cities, Toronto and now Edmonton, it looks like. I actually think that they have a good chance. Do you believe that? And do you like where the NHL is going as far as format if they ever do play?
I hope you're right, because that's what I'm rooting for, right? Of course, you know, and especially, you know, obviously the Boston Bruins and all of their amazing, passionate fan base wants that too, because that team built to win another Stanley Cup. They came so close a year ago. So I'd be all for it. And, you know, you're right about the logistics. And I think we're talking about hockey players, right? I mean, maybe I'm a little bit biased. But hockey players tend to follow the rules. You know.
Like, you're right. I don't know what it is. All the time.
They're different
breeds. Are just a different breed. They're good guys.
Yeah. You know, so I think they're really going to follow the rules. So right there, you got the odds are better. that not only they'll start, they'll finish. And I really do applaud the job Gary Bettman and Bill Daly have done. They have really taken their time and really accepted the fact that this is a process. They didn't put dates on things right away on, you know, now we think the training camp, it was supposed to open July 10th. Now it looks like July 13th. We figured out the two hub cities because Canada, those two cities, Edmonton and Toronto, seem to have handled the virus better than here in the United States, with some states with these upticks. So that's a great move. So they're taking their time. And I'm with you. You know, you just have to follow the protocols. And if they do that, sure, I think we'll be okay. And I'm rooting for it.
Linda, like myself, you've seen a lot of changes in the media over the years. And a few years back, people were upset that maybe ESPN got too political and they started changing some of the hosts. And then they did away with the politics and they tried to get back to sports. But can you really do that in this day and age? For an example, you know, you're going to be another ESPN host are going to be talking about players playing basketball here in a few weeks, in which they're going to have messages on their uniforms and not necessarily their names. How do you avoid it?
Well, anyone who's watching ESPN lately during the past, you know, during this pandemic, the last 4 months, and then obviously since the horrific murder of George Floyd and the protests that have followed, ESPN has made that transformation back to anchors being allowed to speak out, analysts being allowed to speak out, and going that route again. They've gotten the thumbs up from the big people and, you know, and higher ups that make these decisions. And, you know, that's great. I have not been back since I said I'm based in LA and our studio has not been open. So I have not been privy or, you know, in a situation where, you know, I'm doing those type of stories. But when it does happen and when LA studio opens up, or, you know, whether I'm talking about it on the radio, whether I'm talking about, you know, the NBA using going back and playing this shortened season because most important for them besides playing ball is having a platform and a stage. And that was the selling point by Commissioner Adam Silver to get these NBA players back and playing. He has given them free rein. And you mentioned one of the things that they plan to do is have the courts in Disney World lined with Black Lives Matter. So, yeah, I mean, this is the way of our world right now. And when we're talking about what's happening in sports and the headlines, this is what is connected to certain sports leagues. And that is the case with the NBA. And once the NFL starts, we're going to be talking about the same thing. That is all going to come up. I think we have to talk about it. We're reporting the news, and that's part of giving the scores, I believe. You cannot ignore what the players are so passionate about.
So, Linda, you started at ESPN, was it 1992? Is that correct?
July 1st, just celebrated my 28th anniversary.
Wow, happy anniversary.
Well, and you
Thank
know,
you very much.
When you watch ESPN now, and you know, you see women, anchors, and all over the station, imagine a lot different back then. What was that like for you cracking in this business? You know, male-dominated, especially back in 92.
Yeah, you know, and right, kudos to all the people, whether it's ESPN and other networks, that giving women a chance to follow in the footsteps of people like me and Robin Roberts and Leslie Visters of the world, all these incredible women that have, you know, started before me. So they're giving the women the opportunity. Also kudos because it's about quality and not quantity. I've always said that. I wrote a funny autobiography. I took a funny look at my journey back in 2008 called It Conehead, a no-holds-barred account of breaking into the boys' club. Can probably get it on Amazon for $2 now, by the way. But but the point in that was what I always was pushing. It's about quality, not quantity. You know, you just getting women up there talking sports. You know, I always applaud the networks that, you know, got the right women up there, people that are passionate, people that love it, people that grew up with it, people that played it, people that know it. Just like the same guidelines you would, you know, you would hire men, you know, to make sure they can do the job. So I think the sports industry, the sports broadcasting industry has come a long way. Now, when I started, you know, there was Robin Roberts. She was already at ESPN, but she was doing, you know, the 6 p.m. Eastern Sports Center with Charlie Steiner, Bob Lee, some good times there. I'd be filling in. Then, like I told you, I'd work with the late, great Tom Meese, Chris Myers. people like that late at night and doing highlight driven shows. But I always felt I have to prove myself, and I never complained about that. I was in a man's world. I always felt, and I still do this to this day, whether I'm on TV or radio, that someone is actually watching me for the first time, and I have to show them that I belong sitting there in that chair. And when you lose that edge, when you lose that chip on your shoulder to prove people that you belong, I think your skills diminish. And I never wanted to let that happen, and I never wanted to rest on any kind of laurels or opportunity. So that was always driven into me that I didn't want to let anyone down, the person that hired me, that took a chance on me way back when. And before 1992, when I worked in radio and I worked in local TV in Seattle and I worked on Long Island doing radio. And I, you know, and if it wasn't for playing hockey, especially with the young men in my high, you know, senior year in high school, it was better than the senior prom for me. I learned because my coach, when he said I made the team, I told him, I won't let you down. And it's funny, I used that a lot through my broadcasting career, telling the people that took a chance on me, I won't let you down. And I also learned, because playing hockey with guys, I had to block out the noise. You know, I had to block out people in the stands. You know, I heard it. I had to block it out. I had to not be thin-skinned. And believe it or not, those lessons I learned from hockey, playing a sport that I just love, I was able to transfer that into my development and maturity in doing a profession that I ended up loving.
Linda, it's great talking to you. And thanks for doing this. And we were able to guess who you were. So we got you.
Excellent. I know, you guys were great, even though you had no help from Ryan. So that
none,
was
none whatsoever.
Useless.
Awful.
Useless. Linda
Cohn. I'm going to get ESPN Plus right now.
Linda Cohn from ESPN, our mystery guest. Thank you, Linda.
Keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Linda.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.